that with us are many family members of citizens who were subject to human radiation experiment.
We discovered soon after I entered office that with the specter of an atomic war looming like Armageddon, far nearer than it does today, the United States government actually did carry out on our citizens experiments involving radiation.
As we talk about the upside down world, and we talk about portals, abductions, dimensions, you just heard President Bill Clinton apologizing for the United States of America conducting horrible experiments on children, on kids who you would consider abductees, missing children, on adults that you would consider dispensable. Experiments to tap into a different dimension. Experiments to cross over to a different realm.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. The goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. Some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted. They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity.
And as one thinks of these series like Stranger Things and many other things as we head into Halloween, are they blatantly telling you the reality about the kingdom that we're living in? The kingdom of this world as they describe the upside down world? Are there portals being opened? Is what we call modern day science really modern day witchcraft, where the Pharaoh, the same Pharaoh that told Moses that he could perform enchantments, we're seeing it in a different capacity in our world?
In one experience, scientists injected plutonium into 18 patients without their knowledge. In another, doctors exposed indigent cancer patients to excessive doses of radiation, a treatment from which it is virtually impossible that they could ever benefit. The report also demonstrates that these and other experiments were carried out on precisely those citizens who count most on the government for its help, the destitute and the gravely ill.
In 1 Timothy 4:1, it states, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." We're in a day and age, as in the Stranger Things series, they talk about this world called the Upside Down, where the diabolical from the pits of hell actually invades the real world and now is blatantly visible. You see, it's always been there, but a portal allowed an opportunity for these entities to travel into our realm, and you can see the pure wickedness all around you. A lot of these films have predictive programming, and they allow you to actually see their plans and their intentions play out in the form of entertainment. But I tell you, a lot of these people call things, and as you look at the TV, you start seeing Halloween horror films, this haunting, that haunting, Disney's Haunted House, Haunted Mansion, I think is the name of the movie. But I tell you, this haunting that we're living in right now, if they want to call it a haunting, quote unquote haunting, this is different. This is Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The upside down world that they're bringing to light is diabolical. As we proceed to speak on all of these issues, could you do me a huge favor? If you're enjoying this content, would you mind pressing the thumbs up button? As a channel that's not monetized on YouTube, This would truly help us with the algorithm so that this way we can spread the message and the truth of Jesus Christ. Also, when you're done with the video, if you enjoyed it, of course, would you mind sharing it? You can do your part in helping non-monetized channels spread the gospel on YouTube by simply doing so. We have weekly videos, live streams, and a lot more content to come. So you're welcome to always stay here and pass by each and every single week. And as always, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's an obsession in this world in opening portals. This obsession is hidden under the view of science. However, humanity needs to be very careful of what they're trying to open. For in Ephesians 6:12 it tells you, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We're not the only civilization on earth that has tried to open portals. If you look at many other, in the Mayans, in other world cultures, South America, Africa, Egypt, every single one of them tried to make some sort of a portal. Every single one of them tried to make some sort of a temple. The Tower of Babel is an example. Uniting the world as one to connect with some sort of a different dimension. And as the Word of God tells you, to be prepared, for difficult days are ahead. This is not to instill fear on you, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. But as you read Revelation 12, and I encourage you to read the whole thing, you can see that it describes beings from different dimensions. And there is one particular being that is going to come from a different dimension, and is going to come to earth. And the warning even states, "Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time."
Show him.
From Lego Atlantis.
C-Bib Scavenger reporting.
You can build the Portal of Atlantis. Ready your dive team and enter through the shark's mouth. It's a trap. You can use the treasure keys to unlock the portal. But beware.
Sharks, attack.
Swim away!
Yahoo! We found it!
Lego Atlantis. Each set sold separately.
And via predictive programming in the entertainment industry, they have been preparing humanity for an upside-down world. A world where the demonic is clearly manifested right in front of you. When you think of music videos that they call music, be careful what you allow in your ears. Be careful what you allow in your ears and in your eyes. Because Satan will use that to pervert you, your walk, and your soul. You have Doja Cat. How can they allow something so diabolical? But before you have that allowed, it was baby steps towards accepting the demonic. As we're headed into Halloween season, where many congregations will do trunk or treat, trying to trying to pacify Halloween for people.
It was a perfect fall day with no tricks, just treats, and fun for the community at the Trunk or Treat event at First United Methodist Church in Appleton.
This is just such a good opportunity for us as a ministry team to reach out to the community.
Families went from car to car as parents and community members handed out candy.
And the fun continues inside with games, crafts, cookie decorating, and a cakewalk.
Inside, people joined in a game to win cupcakes, ate fall foods, and showed off their best Halloween costumes.
Mine is an alien picking myself up.
Help! Help! Help!
I didn't want to be a superhero, so I decided I wanted to be supervillain.
I want you to think of how society has been desensitized before we were willing to even accept that in the church. Bill Clinton apologizing for the Montauk Project. When we speak of the Montauk Project, where Bill Clinton apologized for the experiments conducted on children to open up pathways to different dimensions.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation.
They could fire a 2,000-pound shell 30 miles with accuracy. These were the big boys. This is the story of Camp Hero and its place in America's military history.
You may have seen this radar dish rising over the dunes on the desolate tip of Long Island, known as the End. Or maybe the forbidding signs that once warned visitors of some unknown danger. Camp Hero and its hidden past is a place of mystery and intrigue.
The public was never allowed in Camp Hero.
Montauk historian Henry Osmers took us where many had not been allowed.
They actually had guards posted on the highway so that if you didn't have business at the lighthouse or here, you were turned back.
This was during World War II when Camp Hero became a top secret military base.
You can then understand that we're all living in an experiment. When you have the television set, you have different what? Programs. You're programming people. You have channels you can channel into and tap into whatever entertainment you want. But via that entertainment, they've slowly allowed you to allow the demonic and accept it as comedy even. You have Casper, the friendly ghost. When have you ever met a friendly entity? When have you ever met a friendly demon? But you have Casper, the friendly ghost. In films like Jumanji, you have beings from different dimensions that cross over into our real realm, but it's called family entertainment. In films like Beetlejuice, you have literally levitation happening on the screen. And as you see levitation on the screen, you see comedy, you see entertainment, you see family fun, but there's nothing cute or entertaining about different dimensions tapping into our reality. And the Bible warns you, Ephesians 6:12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But what if humanity doesn't see them as entities? What if humanity doesn't see them as what they really are? What if we see them as something else, as something friendly, as something that is there to get our help? What if we see them as something that needs our help for some reason? So as these entertainment industries tell you about their form of entertainment, you must understand that there are seducing spirits, there are fallen angels, there are entities that are at play here with these predictive programming actions that they take upon humanity on a daily basis. There's a film that came out from Disney, I believe it's Disney's Haunted Mansion. These films that are now labeled PG-13, if you were to consider them being released maybe in the 60s, 50s, they probably would have been considered extremely R-rated or even worse, maybe not even allowed. For in this film, Disney's Haunted Mansion, you see the following. They have a Catholic priest, they have a psychic, they have a witch, they have a historian expert about history, paranormal expert. They use technologies to try to capture the occult, and they clearly tap into a different dimension. And it plays into the theory of good spirits and bad spirits. And it makes you have sympathy, and they try for you to have sympathy for the devil. How many of you remember that song, Sympathy for the Devil? That rock and roll song that came out back in the day. The devil wants you to have sympathy on him. And in many of these films, what they're doing is they're programming our children to interact with these entities. In this film, they speak of astral projection. They do. In this film, they show stigmata, which many will tell you is when a demon physically is at a point that they can physically harm a human being via scratching, via hitting them. There's demonic possession in a kid's film movie. As you start looking at this world that we live in, and you start realizing that they usually tell you their plans before they're revealed, the upside down world is already here. In Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, in Matthew 8, verse 28, and then if you go to chapter 9, verse 1, you see that Jesus had an encounter with an entity. And Jesus did his thing, of course, and casted out the entity. If we go to verse 32, and he said unto them, go, and when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Isn't it amazing how that's so similar to our society today? Where you have individuals that are telling them that there's only one way, and that way is Jesus. That demons can indeed be casted out. That God can indeed heal. That the miraculous is real and true. You have individuals like me and others, all of you, so many of you that actually are out there preaching the truth, because it's many of us that are doing so. And you're warning people about the occult. You're warning people about hell. You're warning people about repentance. We're warning people about the portals that they're trying to open. Because with CERN, they're trying to open portals in the name of technology. With quantum computing, they're trying to open up portals, and they're telling you that they're interacting with the beings in these portals. What they fail to realize is that Satan comes as an angel of light. And the reality is that the reason that he has them try to build portals, the reason Nimrod built his tower, in my personal opinion, is because Satan wants to make you feel important. Satan wants to make you feel like you're doing something to achieve something. But the reality is that... And I apologize for my voice. I've been working a lot lately, so I'm a little bit tired. The reality is that Satan will manifest himself into whatever you want him to manifest himself into. If you're into crystals, he'll manifest himself with crystals. If you're into mushrooms and drugs and psychedelics, he'll appear to you like he appears to Joe Rogan and many others. Satan is a whore. And as they're building their upside down world in this world, you're noticing that now they're talking openly about fallen angels, which they call aliens. It's hard to find an atheist now. Now what you're finding is agnostic people who will tell you, I do believe there's something out there because the evidence is overwhelming for a creator. But they just don't want Jesus. They'll accept an alien being. They'll accept an alien creature. They'll accept an entity, a ghost. They'll accept Beetlejuice, Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, quantum computing, portals from CERN. Give this world anything except Jesus. The only one that can cast away these entities is Jesus. In the film Disney's Haunted Mansion, there's a part where she's saying to the demon, get out from here, Satan. Get out from here, devil. I saw it on a clip. And the entities don't leave. But when she uses sage and crystals, that's when they start departing. Lies from the pits of hell. Predictive programming to prepare the future generations. This isn't to affect the current day, year or two. No, this is so that your kids, as they grow older, they become desensitized. But there's one that can set them free, just like in Matthew 8, verses 28 on forward. And when he set that man free, they kicked Jesus out. They besought him so that he would depart their coast. And you know what Jesus did in chapter 9, verse 1? And he entered into the ship and passed over and came into his own city. Jesus walked away. Today in your life, God is knocking. God is knocking at your door. He's a gentleman. Maybe you're backslidden. Maybe you've fallen short. I know I've been there many times in my life. But he's knocking. And he's convicting you. And he's calling upon you to turn to him today. Maybe you've ran away from your calling. Maybe you've made ill decisions in your life. Maybe you could have been a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better father. Maybe you could have been a better something. It's not too late to start today. Because as you can see all around you, the wickedness is increasing. But as the wickedness is increasing, there's one who can still deliver. And his name is Jesus. He's already won. He's already overcome. I want us to pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ. If there are any brethren here today that are afflicted by entities, by witchcraft, by family lineages where they've tapped into crystals, into horoscopes, into astral projection, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you remind them that all of that is witchcraft and that they should throw away all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's anyone experiencing something that the world calls paranormal, the Bible calls it something different in Ephesians 6:12. It tells you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. But the Bible also tells you, the Word of God tells you, that in the name of Jesus, these things are gone in the name of Jesus. Do not forget to worship in your home. Do not forget to have devotionals in your home. Do not forget to bring the presence of God into your home. And do not forget who has already won, and his name is Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the many brothers and sisters that are a little bit backslidden right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you're convicting their hearts so that they can turn back and be on fire for you. And at the same time, if there's someone who does not know Jesus Christ today and you want to make him your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ wants to be your master. Jesus Christ wants to be your only way. He wants to be your God. Believe and repent and turn to Jesus. For he is coming very, very soon. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. Amen. God is awesome. If you're being afflicted, family, by anxiety, by depression, by just intrusive thoughts, know that Jesus Christ is able. Cast down these imaginations to the word of Jesus Christ. Write down all of these intrusive thoughts and then go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about them. For we're walking in a world and we're living in a world where the demonic is right there in plain sight. They don't hide anything anymore. But you know what? There's one who has already won. And I remind you always, his name is Jesus. If you've enjoyed the content, remember, press thumbs up and share the content. Thank you for doing that. It really goes a long way. And thank you for even considering supporting this broadcast and this ministry. That's greatly appreciated. And I love you very, very, very much. I'll leave you a couple of videos on the screen. Check them out. And thank you. Thank you for what you do. I mean it.